As the end of the McInnes era at Aberdeen started, the social media meltdown following the Ross County match would suggest so. But is this a manager that already knows his fate? Only time will tell. More from the county match coming up. Plus, we have a roundup from the rest of the matches in the Scottish Premiership from the weekend. The week's news, plus some supporters' news. And we hear from Thomas Kearney on his retirement from football. All this on the AFC Donscast on Tuesday, the 19th of January.
Donscast each week.
Couldn't be easier. We're on all the popular platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Stitcher. And on the web at our website, afcdonscast.co.uk. Catch us on the big screen via Apple TV and on the road via Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Got a smart speaker? Just say, play AFC Donscast.
One podcast.
Listen everywhere, every Tuesday evening from 8.
Hello and welcome to the programme. It's Graeme here with your weekly Dons News update. I was expecting to bring you two roundups today, but with the Livingston match postponed midweek, we'll concentrate on the calamity that was the Ross County match on Saturday. All is not well in the Dons camp. One win in 9 away games in all competitions, a Dons support that's far from happy and demanding change. And there aren't any excuses, none, for the display we were subjected to on Saturday. Denham McInnes made one change to the starting lineup that was due to start at Livingston midweek. Dean Campbell was dropped to the bench in favour of Sam Cosgrove. You knew what sort of day it was going to be after we went 1-0 down after 38 seconds of the match starting. Ollie Shaw putting the home side ahead after Tommy Hoban misjudged a clearance, Shaw firing his shot beyond Joe Lewis. Curtis Main had his first effort for the Dons in the 7th minute after Matty Kennedy found Scott Wright. Wright then passed to Main, but his effort went wide of goal. 20 minutes on the clock and Ross County went 2 ahead thanks to poor Dons defending again. Charlie Larkin was left unmarked and picked up a pass from Harry Payton and hit his shot beyond Lewis. Just moments later, Sam Cosgrove had an effort but it went wide. Lewis Ferguson fired in a powerful drive that hit the county defensive wall and the shot went wide of goal for a corner. Ash Taylor came off midway through the first half with what looked like a back injury and was replaced by Shea Logan. Matty Kennedy picked up a cross from Johnny Hayes in the 32nd minute, but his shot went straight at county keeper Ross Laidlaw. Scott Wright had his effort in the 38th minute blocked, Laidlaw spreading himself to block Scott's left-footed effort, putting it out for a corner. There was a penalty call from the Dons in the 44th minute when Sam Cosgrove was bundled in the box by Callum Morris, but referee Bobby Madden waved play on. Aberdeen did get a go, but none of our players scored it. Johnny Hayes hit his in-swinging corner, which found Tommy Hoban, who headed the ball towards goal, only for the header to be deflected off Alex Iokoviti for an own goal. It was an opportunity for the Dons to settle them into the game and push on in the second half for a win. Aberdeen did keep Ross County in check for the early part of the second half, Matty Kennedy and Curtis Main both having efforts in the 61st minute. Shortly after, Johnny Hayes went off injured and was replaced by Kieran Ngwenya in the 63rd minute. Sam Cosgrove had an opportunity in the 74th minute to square the match, but his poor first touch saw his effort disappear. And just moments later, Ollie Shaw put County 3-1 ahead after he picked up a Ross Draper headed cross and he fired it home. And just when we thought it couldn't get any worse, in injury time, Jermaine Hilton sealed off a dismal day for the Dons after Joe Lewis came out of the box to close him down. The ball came off Joe and fell to Hilton, who rolled the ball into the open net. A miserable, uninspiring, stale performance from the Dons that would suggest that maybe, just maybe, the time has come to call it a day on the McInnes era.
Derek, we got off to the worst possible start and it didn't get much better.
No, I mean, to lose a goal in the first 40 seconds of the game is clearly not good enough. I thought they imposed their shape on us better than we should have dealt with that far better. We shouldn't be changing our shape for Ross County. You know, the front three causes problems. I thought once we went to a back four, we were instantly better, and I thought we created numerous chances in that first half. We get a goal back before half time, and a lot of the play from 20 minutes in was actually decent. You know, we got moved the ball quicker, got plenty of crosses in, but we should be making more of what we created there. And to only score one goal was disappointing, but start the second half, we looked for something much the same, and I thought we started the second half well. Losing Johnny was a real blow for us after already losing Ash in the first half. And then, you know, once we made the changes, I don't think really the changes helped us in that second half. You know, we put wee Bruce on for Curtis, we put Kieran on for Johnny, we were already the force change, so we'd used our three stoppages. And Ross McCrory's a big worry at the minute. He's going to hospital tonight for an X-ray or an ankle injury, which doesn't look great at all. And that took a challenge with 10 minutes to go, and he really couldn't get moving at all. And I think that is a bearing on the third goal when he loses the header at the back post. And unfortunately for us, we had no choice to make any other subs.
And Ash and Johnny, as you said, injuries you could do without.
Yeah, I hope Ash has got a better chance of that one settling. But you know, Johnny's leaving in crutches, as is Ross McCrory, and both of them are a real concern, to be honest. So, you know, we'll see how those play out through the week. But you know, certainly losing those two players for any period of time will be disappointing for us, and we need to try and cope with that. Thank you.
Live audio and video
of our next match only on Red TV. Subscribe now for full match day coverage, replays, highlights, and all the goals, exclusive interviews, and behind the scenes content. Sign up now at redtv.afc.co.uk. The best of the action only on Red TV.
Okay, let's look at the rest of the games from the weekend then. And Hibs climbed to third place thanks to a 2-0 home win over Kilmarnock. And St Johnstone are now level on points with St Mirren after a 1-0 victory at McDermott Park. Celtic are 20 points off the pace at the top after being held to a 0-0 draw by Inform Livingston in Glasgow. And it was also 0-0 between Hamilton Accies and Dundee United. And on Sunday, Motherwell and Rangers drew 1-1. Devante Cole put Motherwell ahead in the first half. Itten scored for Rangers in the second.
The new strain of coronavirus is spreading more quickly than before, so it's vital we act now. We must all stay at home. Only go out for essential reasons, like exercise, if you need to care for someone, or if you really can't work from home. Only essential shops are open, and you can now only meet one person from another household outdoors. It's essential we all play our part. Stay home, protect the NHS, and save lives.
Okay, the week's news then, and Derek McInnes is looking to resolve the contract situation with Scott Wright as soon as possible. There has been no further dialogue with Rangers other than their initial approach since the start of last week. It is possible we could be without three players for a number of weeks after they picked up injuries on Saturday. Ash Taylor left the field with a back problem. Johnny Hayes has an ankle injury, and Ross McCrory also damaged his ankle. Both Ross and Johnny left the stadium on crutches on Saturday. 17-year-old Dons defender Calvin Ramsey has signed a new deal that will keep him with the club until 2024. Calvin has made it to the first team bench this season and has made regular Scotland international appearances. Aberdeen have confirmed last week that Thomas Kearney has left the club. The Dons goalkeeper is hanging up his gloves after a knee injury, which has forced him into early retirement, and looks ahead to becoming a PE teacher. Thomas spoke to Mal on his retirement news last week.
You say you only play two games, Thomas, but you won both those games. So the history books will show Thomas Cherney, two wins, 100% record. And I remember at the time just how much you enjoyed playing in those games and how much it meant to you.
Yeah, no, it was amazing. I think that was the main reason I wanted to retire, because I'm thinking, last game I played, I won it at Easter Road, you know, so let's just leave it at that rather than, you know, finish on a losing game. No, to be honest. One thing actually, like, especially in those recent years, even when I played for Partick and stuff, like, part of my preparation for the games was, especially was kind of towards the season, end of contract and stuff, I would always kind of think to myself or write down, this could be your last game. You never know, you know, because you can get injured, you don't get a new contract. And that just kind of helped me to really focus on that game, try to enjoy it and do my best. And I really remember the game at Easter Road was the last game of the season. We were still, it was a big game because we were trying to finish third and get the European spot with a win. And that was one of the things I kind of wrote down, thinking this could be your last game. I didn't hope it would have been, but you know, but I wrote it down and thought this could be your last game, so just do your best, enjoy it as best as you can. Ended up getting ended up being a good game. We won away, and then it was my last game.
But Thomas, to be fair, I mean, I remember, you know, every game I sort of see you coming out the dressing room, you know, after awards and after a win, you're as happy as any of the players, you know, and it means as much to you. And I think more than anyone, you recognise it is a team game, isn't it?
Yes, 100%. And I think it's something you kind of learn and realise over the years, and you kind of become better at it. And I always feel, you know, if I'm not happy that the team won a game, like, I shouldn't be here, you know. My role here is to do my best, to help the team to achieve what they can, win every game. And if they do that, I'm naturally really happy about it, because that's why I'm here. So I had so many nice moments, like, especially, you know, we went down to Glasgow and we beat Rangers, and we had some big games up at Pittodrie, and maybe last-minute winners, and stuff like that, and I enjoyed them immensely. And you could see me probably, you know, just bang my head a few times on the bench when we scored, and just have a wee embrace with the players around you, and just, you know, and I was, you know, always genuinely happy for the boys that they managed to put those performances in and win those big games, and yeah, great memories in that respect.
Former Leeds United loanee Ryan Edmondson has joined Northampton Town on loan for the rest of the season. Ryan spent the first half of the season at Aberdeen and left the club last week. Some good news for Killie and St Mirren fans, as they've had their appeal upheld by the SFA, meaning they will get to play their fixtures they missed due to COVID-19. The teams will also see the £40,000 fine reduced to £20,000, with half suspended until the end of the season. European football governing body UEFA has been caught in a storm over Euro 2020 ticketing. Given that we're not through the pandemic and question marks remain whether supporters will be able to attend matches in the summer, in the new ticket terms and conditions, ticket holders have only until January the 26th to cancel tickets for the continental finals, which were postponed by a year due to COVID. As it stands, UEFA are sticking by their decision. And finally, the funeral has taken place of former Dons player Chip McLennan last week. Friends, former players and supporters braved the weather to pay their respects, and the funeral cortege led Chip around the ground one last time. Among those paying their respects outside Pittodrie were Cove Rangers midfielder Fraser Fivey, who was part of the youth setup at Aberdeen, while Chip was a coach, and former Dons player Andy Dornan. Flags of both Aberdeen and Montrose were held high by fans outside the Richard Donald stand. The Match Live defender and youth coach passed away following a long battle with dementia and later COVID last month at the age of 67.
These are worrying and uncertain times, which might affect your mental health. It's easy to feel like your mind's all over the place. Moving more can clear your head. Making time for what you enjoy and keeping to a routine helps too. For other tips on staying positive during the coronavirus outbreak, visit clearyourhead.scot.
Okay, some fixture news now then, and following the second postponement of the Livingston versus Aberdeen match last Wednesday, this match will now be played on Saturday the 30th of January with a 3 p.m. kickoff. Our home match against Livingston at Pittodrie, originally scheduled for Wednesday the 3rd of February, will now take place on Tuesday the 2nd of February, kickoff 6 p.m. We're back in action at home against Motherwell on Saturday. Kickoff at Pittodrie is at 3 p.m. You'll be able to watch the match live with your virtual season ticket, pay-per-view on Red TV, and if you're a Red TV International subscriber or an Atlanta United season member. Coverage starts at 2:30 p.m. Elsewhere in the Premiership, ahead of the weekend matches, there's a midweek fixture between Livingston and Celtic tomorrow night. Kickoff is at 8:15 p.m. The other match between being played on Saturday is between Rangers and Ross County, 3 p.m. kickoff there. St Johnstone and Hibs are in action in the League Cup on Saturday at Hampden. Kickoff is at 5:30 p.m. And the other semi-final fixture is between Livingston and St Mirren on Sunday. Kickoff is at 4 p.m. Both fixtures will be shown live on Premier Sports. I'll be back with the AFC Dons cast next Tuesday, where we'll catch up with the Motherwell match and the other bits and pieces. No live score updates on Twitter and Facebook, but you'll get live scores and match stats on the website at invernessreds.co.uk. That's it for this week. Till next time, look after yourselves, stay safe, and stand free.
That's all for this week. More Aberdeen news next Tuesday evening from 8.